This is WAMC Regional News with Jessica Blaustein Marshall, and with us today is Daily Gazette editor Judy Patrick. Judy, you have an update on the ongoing dispute between the city of Schenectady and Union College.
Yeah, it's a dispute that began as a debate over whether the college should pay some form of taxes to the city, but new information indicates that there is tension over the development of a significant parcel of land near the college. The building is the old Department of Social Services building on Knott Street, just across the street from the college. It's been vacant for years, and people in the city are always concerned about what's going to happen to that property. The city had some plans for its development, but those plans are at a standstill, with the city now blaming Union College for the lack of progress. The building was supposed to be demolished by Rotterdam developer the Galisi Group, using $500,000 of a $3 million federal loan granted to the city to tear down a lot of the vacant houses in the city. Galisi was then going to build a 14-unit apartment building that would have included affordable housing. Union College, in some discussions with the city, expressed some concerns. Mayor Gary McCarthy told our reporter Haley Vaccaro that college officials expressed that they did not want poor people there and did not want those people there. Union College, in a prepared statement they gave us yesterday, said that they were disappointed the mayor chose to mischaracterize what was discussed. Union College considered purchasing the property from Galisi and wanted to use it for some other college purpose. They looked at a number of different options, but eventually decided it would be too expensive for them to develop it. The city wanted the college to develop it with a developer to pay taxes, or an agreement that would make a payment in lieu of taxes. Union said they worked with the city and the county and the Metroplex Development Authority the city has for more than a year to find the best possible use for the site, but eventually dropped it as too expensive. Union decided not to pursue the plans last month. That decision prompted Mayor McCarthy to send a letter to Union President Stephen Ainley asking for tax payments for the college's off-campus properties and payments for the cost of city, police, fire, and paramedic services. The dispute over the DSS building was not mentioned in that letter, which received substantial press coverage about a month ago. Galisi CEO Dave Bugo wouldn't comment on this story for us. He said he's unclear if they are going to demolish or rehab the building or sell it to another developer. The city, meanwhile, is looking to reallocate that $500,000 in HUD funding to another project, possibly one across town in the Hamilton Hill neighborhood.
Thank you for that update, Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette in Schenectady.
Thanks, Jessica.